Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It is Friday night, and it's Friday the 13th, 2023, in October. Well, I read you chapter 38 of Ezekiel last night, and I told you to read chapter 38, 39 of Ezekiel again. And I told you how back in 2004, Brother Quayle had me on as a guest, and we went ring around the rosy around the world based off of, you know, Ezekiel 38, 39 about what was going to happen. And I just wanted to let you know that I'm also going to emphasize that again tonight a little bit. And I'm going to go to the part that says, verse 10, thus saith the Lord God, it shall also come to pass that at the same time shall things come into thy mind, and thou shalt think an evil thought, and thou shalt say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages, and I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely, all of them dwelling without walls and having neither bars nor gates, to take a spoil and to take a prey and to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations which have gotten cattle and goods that dwell in the midst of the land. You know, the Great Plains was once a desolate area to a certain degree, so vast. I mean, you can just drive forever in it. I remember when I first started traveling out in this area, I believe I was up in northwestern Kansas, and I stayed in a small motel in a small town. And this is an aside. That's not a problem. I'm just going to get back to it here. Real hot and heavy in a minute, please. But the desolateness of it, I woke up in the morning, there were tumbleweeds underneath my car. So, I mean, there is still a prairie, you know. But you see, you've got all these cities now in the prairie, too. You got Denver. You got the Texas. Oklahoma, you got Kansas, you got Nebraska, Iowa, all up and down the line. And that, you see, is kind of interesting because over Omaha and Des Moines, and we've had all kind of surveillance flights, allegedly one of the Tacomo planes or the, what people are calling doomsday planes, all right? I don't necessarily call them that, but the plane that would follow Air Force One from behind, okay? Shadow it. Anyway, so in the event of nuclear war, etc. But somebody went to Offutt a couple of days ago or a day or two ago, some big shot. And it's kind of all been interesting that way, too, because also this morning, some Gulf Airs came out of Ottawa, Canada, and flew to Indianapolis, Indiana. And those are for the big shot, big brass, and diplomats, Congress people, that kind of stuff, that the military will fly them around in these executive-type jets. But then I got to thinking about it. They may have been coming in to talk to Pence in Indianapolis. And then something may be going on behind the scenes, you know, the good old Canadian intelligence and the CIA and the NSA and the EIEIOs, you see. And then Pence did come out with a strong statement about how nuts the Republicans are. Well, I guarantee you they're nuts. But now they're going for Jim Jordan. And we'll see if anybody can get elected before the world blows up as Speaker of the House, you see. But the land of the unwalled villages, Brother Quayle and I talked about that back in 2004 and since then too, about how those are, it sounds like that is America, and then on the plains, okay? take a spoil, to take a prey, to turn thine hand upon the desolate places that are now inhabited, and upon the people that are gathered out of the nations, which have gotten cattle and goods, that dwell in the midst of the land. So that's a good idea for you to understand what's going on. Now, if you've seen the Day of Rage stuff all over, or the Day of Wrath, and we talked about that last night, the book that was written about all of that, where they were going to try to take schools, that was written by Wilmar Forstchen, about the Muslims taking over schools in like mid-sized cities or whatever. And then as the parents rushed down to the school to try to go get their kids out, then they had teams with guns in cars shooting up the various parents going and running to the gun and go to the school. They would be on the expressways or the freeways or the main streets that were on the way to the schools, and they would then start shooting up the parents. And it was a whole day of wrath. Well, now we've seen what? We've seen the French school teacher get stabbed by the Muslim. We've seen the Uyghur. They were rolling on the ground, the Uyghur Muslim, in stabbing the Israeli diplomat in front of the embassy in Beijing. And there's some other stuff that you may not have heard about. And I thought I might let you know here. There was a bolo, be on the lookout, I believe, in north of Cincinnati, maybe Warren County, I guess. And I think that's where it probably was. And it was a bolo, but it came out later after the incident because it wasn't reported quickly enough. But approximately 4 to 5, this is what I was told, approximately 4 to 5 Muslim occupants armed with rifles were at a small airport north of Cincinnati, up in the country, not an airport destination like the one there in Kentucky, just right near Cincinnati, or not right Patterson, but just a small airfield where private planes are kept, or crop dusters, that kind of stuff. And this car with the 4 or 5 Muslim men in it, armed with rifles, were at this small airport, and they were trying to commandeer or steal a plane. They were chased off by an alert security guard, which is also good, by the way, and who got the license plate number and the whole bit, the description of the car. That car was stolen. So then they've driven off and then gone somewhere else to do it. But that sounded like to me like they're getting an airplane and they were going to dive bomb something and maybe blow up, you know, something in a city, or, you know, crash into Wright-Patterson Air Force Base or whatever it might be, or into Cincinnati and, you know, in Hamilton County. But that is not something that was reported on national TV. And then we've had a lot of interesting information come out of a training camp in Texas located in Colony Ridge Settlement. And that is a training camp for infiltrated fighters in the United States from various locales. And I think Colony Ridge, I believe, is near Liberty, Texas. I believe so. And it's northeast of Houston. And the camp leader, the guy that's leader of the training camp, is a Venezuelan. So that ain't been reported necessarily either outside of law enforcement circles. So that's in Colony Ridge, northeast of Houston. And they got a training camp for shitbirds. Let's just call them that. Now, this is also information coming out of a deep background source. A retired special ops friend told me tonight that the U.S. was caught on a failed mission in the Middle East last night. In other words, they were caught probably in Gaza or somewhere. Doesn't have to be Gaza. Could have been Tehran. Could have been anywhere. Could have been in the Lebanon, but probably in Gaza. Was caught on a failed mission in the Middle East last night, and codes have gone out to activate sleeper cells in the United States as a response. So apparently because of that, and seeing that it was U.S. special ops that were involved, and they got caught up in a failed mission, allegedly, that the codes to go out to activate sleeper cells in the United States was the response to that. Now, also allegedly, people from Eglin Air Force Base, troops, airmen, what have you, are being sent home for personal preparation. Heads up was the word, the watchword. So because of the sleeper cells activated, they thought while they had a chance that some of the people who are on duty at Eglin were being sent home to get their house prepared and to put food and water and ammo and stuff in their homes to protect their families for personal preparation. So that's something else that ain't been talked about. But I thought I would bring that to you, ladies and gentlemen, because this thing is fixing to go wild weasel. Now, we're on Friday the 13th of October, all right? Very auspicious date. It's when the Templars, you know, and got taken down, but they took the gold and everything out in the treasure and took it somewhere else, out of New Rochelle in France. But here's the Dow today. And I split it in the, you know, in the line so you can get the idea. It's 33,670.29, okay? Well, there you go. That's 33rd degree, 13th. We're on Friday the 13th, ain't we? And in their world, it's not necessarily Jesus who is the 13th person at the table on Maundy Thursday, all right? It's not necessarily Jesus, but they might call it Lucifer the Lightbringer, okay, as the 13th attendee. So it's 33, 13, 6, 7, and 13, 6, 7, 0, adds up to 13. Then you got 2 and 9 is 11. 33, 13, 11, okay? Auspicious. That's who's controlling the Dow. That's who's controlling the Dow stock market, allegedly. Allegedly, allegedly. Now, gold and all the metals moved big today. That's a telltale sign, is it not? Brother Quayle's told you that for years. When the metals move, then you know we're on the cusp of something. On the, you know, the just about ready to get into the wild weasel. Or Casey Jones is hammering down his train, heading to Function Junction at the last minute before when he pushes the throttle all the way down. But gold, $1,935.89, was up $65.11 today. Up 65 bucks. Silver, $22.79, up 89 cents. Platinum, $893.50. That was up $18.31 today on platinum. Palladium, $1,187.82. That was up $25.71. So the metals have moved. All right. We got all this stuff going on. You got people at Air Force Base who are saying, you better go home and prepare your own family's homes. This stuff is going to light up maybe in America with the activation of the sleeper cells. All right. So consequently, not only do you have sleeper cells that are Muslims of various stripes or styles or species, let's say, but you've also got the battalions of Russian Spetsnaz that Obama hired that are mostly still here. But they're paid out of deep background. They're paid out of ultra black accounts. And then you also have all of the 8 million people that Biden brought into the country in the last 2 years, plus gotaways that we don't know about. All the people a large number of them, about 120 or 9 or 30 of them, on the terror watch list already. But you've also got all of the red Chinese that have been coming across. And then we reported to you from deep background sources that they were getting information as to where to go to pick up food, water, clothing, shelter, money, and transportation. And then allegedly they'd be given orders to then go to different places, like certain big ranches that the red Chinese generals own in Texas, that kind of stuff. Certain areas or other places where you can find a Chinese restaurant in just about any town, even out west, in the prairie land. And you see what I'm saying here now. So they're inside the United States. Then Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri, I saw in the news before coming on, he was actively asking just how is it that these huge demonstrations of thousands and thousands and thousands of Palestinians in the big cities, New York, Chicago, on the college campuses, how all of them popped up out of nowhere. Who's financing it all, and who is creating these signs that look like the signs that were against Trump? Remember, they looked like the old communist or labor union type signs that were printed off and were real slick and everything. Well, the Palestinians had all of that. So Holly's asking, who's paying for it? Who's behind it? And you see, they're all going to college and doing this, that, and the other. But if you're a towhead kid named Billy Smith and your dad works in a factory, you can't get you a scholarship, you know? Or you can borrow money, but you don't get no Pell Grant or anything like that or a scholarship. So, ladies and gentlemen, we've already been invaded. We have Russian Spetsnaz and Red Chinese who have been doing. Remember, I told you about how in the Crossroads area down there in Texas, allegedly they did a stop on a woman driving an SUV. And she was an Asian woman, and then she had four or five guys in the car. None of them had any identification, no pocket litter, nothing, you know. Nothing containing their stuff that would give any identification of themselves. And they were stopped for speeding or what have you. And then when they start to query, they ask her where she was going. She said, I'm just taking these people to a certain hotel in Houston. Well, they got no ID, nothing. And so who are they? They're probably somebody that are, you know, Red Chinese Commando. All right. And then all of the different sabotage jobs that have happened all over the United States. Oh, you know what they are? They're train derails. Okay. And they are food production facilities, food warehouses. They are recycling plants, refinery type things, chemical factories, fertilizer plant areas, And this has been going on for years. And we've talked to you about them every time for years. I can just think of one right out of clear blue. It was in West Virginia, and they had a train go into the water out there. And that train had the chemicals in it, went down the river. You remember all of that? Seems like it was a BSX or something train. I don't know. So we have an invasion already here. Wendy O. Schneider, the base there in the Army base there in Colorado, Ward Carson, she just wanted to take those good old Russian Spetsnaz to the ball game. Take me out to the ball game. You've been training all day with the Rangers. And then they were brought in, just so you recall, at that time period of all of the Spetsnaz being at Colorado Springs there at Fort Carson. And Wendy O. Schneider, the base public relations officer, just loved him, allegedly. And that they were involved and written into a drill for training to where apparently in the drill, the scenario was that, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, the scenario was that patriotic, so-called Christian patriot veterans had taken over the Denver airport and were, and also possibly trying to take over the Cheyenne Mountain. And that was in the drill, you see. Well, they utilized in the drill the Russian Spetsnaz to take and to take out the United States supposedly Christian patriot veterans. So they were using them in the drill. I also remember at that time period, there's certain helicopters. It might have been Night Stalker helicopter, all right? Allegedly. Perhaps, in my opinion, that was at a meeting in Southern Colorado, down closer to the New Mexico line, in the underground there, you know? And there's so much deep underground in this country, you can't believe it. But the tunnels, yeah, tunnels, just like Gaza. We got it all that crap here, you know. We got the underground trains, too, that run faster than blazes underneath the earth, man. In the tubes. And I've talked and known people who have ridden it. Do somebody rode it from Fort Leavenworth, all the way to Fort Huachuca. And they got down there lickety-split because they were going 600, 700 mile an hour in the tubes, the vacuum tubes. So they were being used, the Russian Spets were being utilized to, because they were training there with the Rangers, to go in to take out the Christian patriot veterans who were disgruntled and against the government, blah, 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 you know. And to take them out, take them down. And then that was one of the drills that they used Spetsnaz in. And I've also, you know, known about some that were, on Coronado. And some guys had seen them with the new pick-em-up trucks and all of that. And then what's that, where the Denver airport is, I recall seeing that one Spetsnaz guy married a nice American girl and got a $279,000 house out there by the Denver airport. It's been a number of years ago. It's probably now a lot higher price, but just to let you know. And that they're everywhere, man. We also know about a lot of Russians around Gatlinburg. I've had a lot of reports out of that area. You remember helicopters crashing there and all the stuff there too? So this is being discussed by old Hawk, Brother Quail, for quite some time, you see? For quite some time. Let's see what else I got up here tonight teed up. So, yeah, I thought that was very, very interesting about the Warren County Bolo, allegedly. And if you call them up and say, did you have a Bolo? They'll tell you no. So don't even waste your time. But Muslims in a car with rifles, it sounds like the chase teams, doesn't it? Out of Day of Wrath, all right? So this is just getting started. It's just not today, and then they'll quit, and then go back to being nicey-nice, all right? You better get ready to, what was it, Sergeant, what was the name from, We Were Soldiers, oh, the guy Sam Elliott played, or whatever, anyway, Sergeant Major, whatever, and he said, gentlemen, prepare to defend yourselves, all right? And he always used a .45, and he said, well, why don't you have a, you know, an M16? And he said, you know, when they come, they'll be close enough, I can shoot them with my .45. And he said, if they're, I need a rifle, there'll be plenty of them littered on the ground. So just think about what I've told you here. And at Eglin, that's a nice area. That's not that far from Navarre Beach, where those two helicopters, I told you about an incident in the past where they were as if they were in a greenish electronic force field or something offshore of on Navarre Beach. And the one was caught up, but the other one was able to power itself out of it while the other one wrecked. That's not far from Eglin. And then just so you also know, all the smart hairspray heads on TV, the announcers and, anchor people and all that stuff, talk about, well, why don't they give Israel the bunker buster bombs, you know? Well, Israel has bunker buster bombs, and back a few years ago when they went into Gaza the first time, or not the first time, but when we went into it one time, what was it, 2013, something like that, 2014, they went in over there, and they had entrance to one of these tunnels, and they hit that with four bunker buster bombs, and it didn't do jack doodly anything to the tunnel. So there you go on that. So I think this will behoove you to prepare at a more rapid fashion and pace. And then I think that you're probably all very light on the amount of ammunition that you might need for rifle, shotgun, pistol, revolver. It wouldn't hurt you for to have some smoke bombs. And at a certain point in time, as we get further down the road, you might have some people digging tiger traps, you know, to catch tigers, right? Allegedly. We don't know of anybody really that did that or is going to do that. So, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to let you know that we're in the stuff. We're in it. And the interesting part of it is that here's what old... Albert Pike had to say in a letter to Giuseppe Mazzini, and who was the head of European Freemasonry in 1871, the Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the Asian tour of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. and the war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and political Zionism, the state of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. And we shall unleash the nihilists, Pike says, and the atheists, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism and the origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil than everywhere. Everywhere the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization. And then Pike says the multitude, disillusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits, Pike says, will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration. Pike then says they will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought literally out in the public view. This manifestation will result from the general revolutionary movement, which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. That's Albert Pike's words, not Hawke's. So that right there was written in 1871. That's the plan. That's the Illuminati plan. True light, all that, the light, give me more light, create more light. That's all of the high Masonic stuff. So let's see what we got going here now. Oh, yes, I think the Israeli Defense Forces have started their move into the Gaza with tanks and some different things. Qatar is supposedly going to stop gas shipments worldwide. Well, isn't it interesting? A Doha Qatar has got a U.S. Navy base at it, big base, paying them big money. And then this is from my old buddy Crazy Horse, who is positioned in a nice spider hole down at the end of a lane somewhere with his big buffalo gun, probably with a Creedmoor sight. The Israeli Defense Force has just declared the West Bank, a closed military zone. So if you do that, then you've already told everybody in Gaza to go south and to get out of there and leave. And if you're seeing any of the pictures of Gaza, it reminds me of the recent Syrian bombing and different stuff. Also reminds me of World War II bombing, okay? Destruction of the buildings and all the stuff. So, if they're declaring the West Bank as a closed military zone, then that's something's getting ready to happen there. Qatar, by the way, is also where allegedly the $6 billion that Red China Joe gave off and released. Oh, but it's all under, we've got it under scrutiny, and we have to approve everything and blah, 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 blah. And isn't it ever that Admiral Kirby has really become the Baghdad Bob of the United States Pentagon? I mean, he used to put out generals and admirals that had a lick of sense, okay? But he really sounds like Baghdad Bob that worked for Saddam Hussein. Guy's goofball. Nobody believes Kirby. Nobody believes your pentagram Baghdad Bob. So, this whole thing is getting bigger. Getting bigger, all right? But that $6 billion supposedly is in a Qatari bank. And he said, and Baghdad Bob, the Pentagon says, and not $1 has been withdrawn from it. We're keeping a watchful eye on it. They don't have to withdraw money from it. Don't you think that the Qatari banks would lend would lend $6 billion on the QT in a private loan to the mullahs in Iran, to the Ayatollahs in Iran? Of course they would. And while it's there in the Qatari bank, the Qatari's going to make interest on it, in a sense, and invest it, you know what I mean? And make money on the $6 billion. Ladies and gentlemen, this stuff is pretty well, interestingly, all tied together and planned, don't you think? Who's doing the plan? I think it's Lucifer the Lightbringer who's on this planet as we speak. And the fallen angels are with him. And they're not necessarily wearing their wings, you see. They're wearing $4,000 or $5,000, Seville Rose suits. What they're wearing. Italian shirts, you know, Brioni shirts and things like that. And then they're coinciding or intermingling with the large banking families, the royal families, and all of the different ones that from the Roman Empire used to provide noblesse de curio or gold or precious metals or provide food, corn, wheat, barley, etc. to the Roman army, all right? You can see all of that in history. So this has been a while coming, but it's now here, and the day is here, and we're marching down. Now, like Brother Quayle said in his podcast, this is not the day of the Lord. This is just the Gog-Magog war. Ezekiel 38, 39. And read 39. A lot of people read 38, but then they say, well, I'm not going to read 39. Read 39 because it talks about what appears to be a nuclear weapon that kills a lot of people somewhere near Israel. All right? That could very well be Gaza or West Bank. So that if you use a nuke, that quite frankly could be why there are so many dead. It takes 6-7 months to bury them all. Now, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. Excuse me. Israel wanted to go in and already hit into with troops, you know, real quick after the fact, after the attacks last Saturday. See, it's been a week. Biden delayed him a week. And now they're talking about Blinken stinking, and Lincoln is trying to, we're creating these corridors of United Nations type corridors for refugees. And all that's fine and good. But in Dresden, they bombed the crap out of Dresden in World War II. They bombed the crap out of London. They bombed the crap out of all these European cities. That's the Brits in the United States. So here's the deal. Here's the headline. Amir Sarfati, barrel knuckle brawl. Israel will not stop until these terrorists are permanently off the threat list. Phase three then would be to go after nations who helped. So this is the deal. This is an end time type scenario, you see. A Gog Magog war scenario. And look what the United States did after 9/11. We went to war in Afghanistan, but then they flipped it and went to war in Iraq. And then now we gave what? And Joe Biden's perfectly timed, you know, exit from Afghanistan. We gave $87 billion with the B of the best United States military equipment to the Taliban, who has then sold some of that even to Hamas, okay? Oh, man, ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be Wow Weasel. U.S. cities are on high alert during the Hamas, they rage threats. They ought to be looking for these big Hamas guys who are sitting in resorts all over the place, you know, at $1,000 a night hotel rooms and that kind of stuff. Oh, China scrambles jets. Thank you to B&E, you know, to closely monitor U.S. Navy spy plane passing by their coast, apparently. Well, you see. I hope, ladies and gentlemen, that you'd want to keep old Hawk on the air, striking the shins and the head and the nose of the old Lucy and his crowd. And I hope you would keep me on. I've been on over 19 years now, going on 20. But anything is most needed and welcome at this time. Could be Federal Reserve notes, very easy to handle. Silver, a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold. Or a check, send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965, West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. And that's just another thing right there. Read the Bible to your children, to your spouse, to your, you know, neighbor, whoever who will listen. And get the Bible, get a King James Version, King James Bible, and not necessarily the new King James. Well, Hawk, you need to have people talking proper English so people understand it. Get the King James Bible in the big print and the red letter edition where the words of Jesus are in the red letters. And the print is big enough that you can read it. And start reading the scripture. Start with the red letters would be a good place to start. Matthew 24, Matthew 25, Luke 21. John 14, all kind of places. Also, Brother Steve Quayle at stevequayle.com, or you can call him at 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840. When you get anybody on the line, you tell them Old Hawk sent you. And then you can get gold, silver, platinum, palladium. And on stevequayle.com, you can also click on the button. It'll take you right to show you all of the current pricing and all of the things. And then show you the graphs and all the charts and graphs of whether it's going up, going down, all the different things of all the precious metals. But 406-586-4840. And then while you're there, sign up for Steve's private briefings and his Q-Files 2.0. And also these new hot, I mean, this is incredible footage and filming of the actual archaeological digs in Mexico, where they're digging up this fantastic subject matter on, you know, sculptures and different plaques, and different things like that, that are just incredible, that show alien influence or interaction with humans. As in the ancient days, you see. Mexican expeditions, get that. And then while you're at it, get any book that Steve Quayle has still got. He's not reprinting the books because they can't give you an exact timing and they can't tell you what the price is going to be and all the different things. And Steve's books are great big giant like coffee table books that are 300-400 pages thick with all kind of footnotes and research to the T and to the nines. But if you got Empire Beneath the Ice, or if you've got the Final Warning, or if you got, or not Final Warning, but Xenogenesis, Changing Men into Monsters, all the different ones. The Giants book, that'll get your kids wild, because it shows all the actual pictures. A depiction of giants in the world, throughout history, and in the various areas of the world. There's also, if you want to learn all about weather warfare, that kind of thing, Steve's book on that is just incredible, if he's got any of it left. But whatever books you can get, pick them up. Angel Wars, another good one that he did. Aliens, Fallen Angels. Just incredible. So stevequayle.com. Get the DVD, the new one, or the Vimeo. You can also see it online, I believe. But you can also get the DVD, which gives you more of a permanency because you can watch it again and again when you're operating off your solar generator or your battery backup banks, you know, somewhere out in the middle of nowhere. because we're going to need something to do by firelight, you know, besides play cards or Monopoly. So, ladies and gentlemen, the stevequayle.com, 406-586-4840. And if you want to also bless a whole group of people, the Montagnards, the mountain people in Indochina, Vietnam, Laos, Cambodia, Thailand, the Shan states, parts of Burma or Myanmar, all right? Each village has its own language. And they're on fire for the Lord Jesus, thanks to the wonderful missionaries for years, Dave and Debbie Nunemaker. And that's Nunemaker. And I'll tell you what, we recently were able to, with some of the people listening to this show and then other contributors on the part of the Nunemakers mission, that we're able to have funded up a new church building that's going to be outside of a house in the backyard. But it's about a $21,000 building, but it's going to greatly expand it because they've outgrown the actual house church where people would come over and sit in the living room or the dining room. They were just stuffing it, and they had to go out back and go into different places and all of that kind of thing. So now they're going to have a church building. But after that, we still provide the Bibles and the songbooks in the language or dialect of the particular village, because each one is a little different. So it's a blessing for them to receive a Bible and a songbook in their own language. But Nunemaker Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, PA, that's Myerstown with the Y, Erstown, 17067. Nunemaker, 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 Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with the M-Y-E-R-S, Pennsylvania, 17067. And may Lord Jesus return that to you 10,000-fold. And all, ladies and gentlemen, this stuff you got to get. If you got nothing else, you got to go out and collect some tin, aluminum cans and go sell them, or you got to take the pop bottles back or whatever you got to do these days, you know. Take that extra $4 and go get you a Dinty Moore beef stew, or you can get online in different places. You can get the soups that are organic and non-GMO, because see, they've been sticking little things in there, organic or non-organic. They've been sticking the GMO stuff into the chunky soups, which is ridiculous, but that's all tied in with the new world order, you see. So, you need to go out and shop. And I know this costs a lot of money, but if you're just now getting started, then that's okay. Take it as you go, and you go water, food, you see, shelter, firearms, ammunition, tools, medical supplies, NBC gear. But if we're getting ready to have a nuclear war, you might want to have some NBC gear, military-grade gas mask with the military-grade full nuclear biological chemical or full sea burn. Chemical, radiation, biological, you know, that kind of stuff. Filters. And Tyvek F, T-I-T-Y-V-E-K, Tyvek-F, grade or better suits that will protect you from fallout. And why you wear the mask. And incidentally, the masks, you can get them, the better grade military gas mask. And you can go to Myra and see them, M-I-R-A, Myra. Gas mask. You might also check approvedgasmask.com, approvedgasmask.com, and see if they've got any. But I would call them to make sure they still have stuff and they can still ship it to you. They're still in business, etc. But the catalog is still up there. You can see everything in that. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, you need to prepare. And for those of you who've been doing a long time and have listened to what I've had to say, Brother Quayle's had to say all these years, then you're thankful because you have a large amount of food stored up. You got the water in barrels or in the water blocks or the small containers. So it's easier to transport. You got the Berkey filtration systems with the black Berkey filters. And keep trying to get one of those. Keep trying to get one of those. There are lists out there, you know. 20 foods to stockpile for the imminent shortages. There's lists of that stuff out there. You need to get seeds and stuff. Get them ready to go for the next time. Don't go into the Luciferian knife without a fight, ladies and gentlemen. Stand for Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your home, your business, your bill of rights. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology. And your TR-3Bs, your TR-4s, and your weapon systems. Strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus on this planet, who would try to enslave us all. Bendigo Rangers, I know you're ready, and Vicky Lapua, baby. Vicky, stay on the optics. And it would be better for them if you did squeeze that trigger, because if they drew you hand to hand, you'd punish them way worse. Road and track and little L. Do your exercises, but keep in your studies. Keep improving the vocabulary. And have your daddy read from the Bible. I think you enjoy it when he does. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Keep Old Hawk in your prayers. You can reach me, RadioHawk777 at Hotmail.com. Good night.